Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jordana, I have an odd question for you, but it's a valid one. How are your hands feeling?
They're feeling pretty good. I moisturize.
Okay. I hope they're feeling good because there are probably some people south of the river that have some sore hands. I'm talking about the over 7,000 pumpkins that will be carved at the Minnesota Zoo featuring artist renderings of Prince, Taylor Swift, and more lighting up a one-way trail along the zoo grounds. I'm not personally a Halloween fan. I definitely think it's the most overrated, overhyped holiday of the seasons. But this is pretty cool. I'm not sure if you're a pumpkin carving person or maybe you were when you had kids in the house. What do you think?
I never did this as a child, but when I had kids, I thought, let's try this. Friends, pumpkin carving is a lot harder than I thought. That's why I see, Josh, you're asking about the sore hands.
Yeah.
But they make it so fun now. They have those kits where you could put on a stencil and you can really make an elaborate design. We would just go old school. You know, some triangles for the eyes and the nose, maybe try to
keep it simple.
With the one or two jagged teeth, you know, that kind of thing. But it's actually a lot of work. And also remember, as I handed very sharp objects to my small children, I thought, this is not going to go well. Pumpkin carving is more for a grown-up or somebody who knows how to wield a knife.
Yeah.
Because the smaller kids, what are they going to do? You know, so I got hip to that after the first time we carved pumpkins when they were very little. And I just got some finger paints. And I was like, we will be painting pumpkins from now on. We will no longer be carving them until they got a little older and then they were allowed to get the carving kit.
Big concert tomorrow night at US Bank Stadium. Not sure if you've heard this. Stop me if you have. Sir Paul McCartney bringing the Got Back tour on Friday night.
Amazing.
Act now because the tickets are going to be cheaper. And you can see one of the remaining members of the Beatles for a ticket price as low as $25.
I did have a rare
ticket, concert ticket experience last week. If we want to delve into that, we can. But I do kind of have to say, like, $25 to see Paul McCartney, even in the nosebleeds, isn't terrible. Is this a new thing, Jordan? I guess I'm not as much of a concert ticket person, so I've never done the last minute buy. Do these always drop, like, in the final days and hours that they're on sale?
Well, the only thing I ever heard, my first husband was a big concert guy, like the day of the show, usually after the stage is configured, sometimes they will release side of the stage tickets because they don't know if it's going to be an obstructed view or not. So they'll release last minute tickets depending on the size of the stage that they withheld because those spaces might have been needed or, you know, been obstructed view. Prior to that,
$25,
and now
though,
they know. I mean, $25 to see Paul McCartney—that's pretty amazing. And it's a full McCartney show. It's not like he's being featured like, with one or two songs.
It's and $25 is about what you paid when the Beatles were here originally. Like that was a good ticket back in the '60s.
I know it.
I waited till the last minute last week to buy Sarah Jonas Brothers tickets because she has waited 18 years to see them, and I was kind of sitting on it all week. Mm-hmm. I watched the prices. Got to be like 2 p.m. I'm like, oh man, they're just getting more expensive. And then finally at like 3, it was like $58 starting price. So like cut in half. And I was like, sweet, we're going. And she had no idea. And I was like, get dressed. We're going to, went to Olive Garden first because it was our 11-year dating anniversary last Friday.
Aww.
So I surprised her with one of her favorite groups ever, Jonas Brothers. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
That's a cheap ticket though, $58.
It is. It was, I'm like, sold. $111 for two tickets. I'll take it.
How were the seats?
It was good. It was upper level, like right next to the stage, so it wasn't terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Good deal, Josh.
At Grand Casino Arena, the G-Spot. Yeah.
There you go. Didn't know it was called that.
But
good for you. What a good husband you are.
Yeah. Maple Grove is in the news, and for once, it's not for Mr. Grease, Jason DeRussia. It's for a Maple Grove senior alum who's featured in Taylor Swift's latest music video for Fate of Ophelia. Great, great song. Love it.
It is a great song. Yes, my kids have been
bop,
playing it for me.
Say. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a banger.
Yeah. Taylor, I think I'm pronouncing this right. Taylor Sieve, a 2016 graduate of the Crimson, shares the spotlight, posting on social media a picture with Swift saying, quote, two Taylors in a pod. Jor, if you could be featured in one music video or with one artist, who would it be?
Gosh.
I think I know the answer to this one, but.
I mean, I the thing, you're asking me to choose a favorite child between Bruce Springsteen and John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard for me to choose. It would have to be Bruce. I mean, he is more globally iconic. It would have to be Bruce. I was always jealous of Courtney Cox, who got to dance up on stage in that iconic music video. And, I thought, oh man, see, she's just dancing like a regular person. That could have been me.
Yeah. Doesn't
Except
take much.
It wasn't. Yeah. What about you?
I don't know.
Wouldn't be the Jonas Brothers.
I would love to be the white Jaguar that Tawny Katane was dancing around on. That'd be a great.
You
thing
seem
to
much
be.
Too young to be a White Snake fan.
Yeah. Well, I listen to Def Leppard, so you know me. R.I.P. Tawny Katane, by the way. I don't know. I think Def Leppard's an easy answer, but like. To be featured in, like, the Thriller video would be cool.
Very cool.
You don't have to worry about your bad dancing moves. You're kind of doing it alongside the rest of the group.
Very cool.
We'll do one quick one here. It is NBA weekend. I know you guys kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday with DJ. 50,000 expected travelers at MSP. No thank you as far as trying to weave through that mess.
Many
are flocking there this morning and this weekend to catch a long weekend vacation. I guess what is the best number one travel tip when it comes to either arriving on time or order of things to get done once you get to the airport? What is your best travel tip that you had to give somebody if they were heading out for this weekend? Are you much of a holiday weekend traveler? I guess, are you one of those people that's taken like Memorial Day weekend trips?
No, I don't do that. No.
Okay.
I prefer to travel off times.
Yeah.
But if your spouse has Jewish male travel disease, JMTD, or Lutheran male travel disease, or, you know, Episcopalian male travel disease, it's real. It comes in the form of color-coded folders, of printed-out itineraries. It comes in the form of stress beginning when the packing begins. It is also expressed by yelling at the entire family, by treating the airport like a war zone, by making sure you are talking to every gate agent and making sure that everything is right. It also is mostly expressed, Jewish male travel disease, going to the airport hours early just to make sure you are there.
Yeah.
If you have a partner who has experienced any of these symptoms, there is help. Not for them. They will never be cured of this affliction. They will have it for the rest of their lives. And trying to cure them of this affliction will only bring you deep sadness. I will send you Jordana's breathing exercises for dealing with Jewish male travel disease. When you are traveling with a crazy person, and I have one of them, so I get it. Mark is one. Breathe. Wow. That's what I would say to anybody.
Calling him crazy.
He's a lunatic. Complete lunatic.
Just with
complete
travel.
Lunatic. Just with travel. Okay. Well, I mean, other things, but absolutely with travel. And most Jewish men are. Once they reach bar mitzvah age, a Jewish male travel disease can be in full swing. Some of it comes on later in life when they have a family, but it is a real affliction. Other religions have told me this happens in their religion as well. It's not just JMTD. It's male travel disease. But the color-coded folders are real. And the printed-out itineraries, that exists. The only cure for that, and the only cure for traveling now, is get your breathing exercises packed up, pack your patience, and you'll get through it. That's what I have to say about that, because it's a challenge. Travel is a challenge out there, everyone, and you need to breathe, especially when you are traveling with an unhinged lunatic about travel. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Still a good song, Josh. And Josh is playing Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. Big hit for them. And the video was iconic back in the 80s, whenever it was.
Who didn't want it? Who didn't want to be with Tani Katane in the 80s?
Tani Katane was a model who was the girlfriend of the lead singer of Whitesnake, and he put her in the video, and she is basically like laying on a car and sort of writhing on the car, and it was extremely erotic. And so just that's the visual, and that's why we're having a Whitesnake moment here on the show. It was a great song, so thank you. And Josh said in the last segment that he would like to be that car if he could be in a music video. Let's see. We are doing Dear Jordana next, so I need you guys thinking. Any burning questions, hit me up. 651-461-9226. Now is the time. 651-461-9226. Dear Jordana coming up at 11:30. Somebody was a bit ahead of the game on Dear Jordana, and I'm not sure if it's a Dear Jordana question, but it was a good one. On the text line, somebody texted me, if you could get rid of one form of transportation, what would it be? And I thought, you know what? That's a great question. And because I have a few minutes to kill before Dear Jordana, what would it be? If you, and I'm asking you guys also, 651-461-9226. If you could get rid of one form of transportation, for me, it would be the two-wheelers. And only because I'm not a big biker. I don't bike a lot. So it's not necessary for me to have that mode of transportation. And this probably would extend to the motorcycles. I know you guys are rolling your eyes at me. But if it has to be one form of transportation, it would be bikes. I don't find them to be useful. You can't go grocery shopping on your bike. You can't go out and still look nice because you got the helmet on and you might be sweating a little. You know, it's hard to go to work and not and still look nice. When I see people biking in their suits, I think to myself, how are they doing that? And then even if you bring your work clothes, they're going to be all wrinkled. I just don't understand. I guess I understand it from an exercise standpoint. But as a mode of transportation, we need planes. We still need trains. We need cars. We need ships. I mean, we have planes. Yeah, we still need ships. It'd be biking. What's yours? 651-461-9226. What are you getting rid of? You have one, Josh? The unicycle, maybe?
Is that even a mode of transportation?
Right? Right. The silly ones have gone. Horse and buggy has gone away.
Yeah.
We don't have the horse and buggy anymore. So modes of transportation
I think the scooters are such an unnecessary thing, but I guess people enjoy them downtown, and it's better than driving around. So as far as energy efficiency, I see so many of them lying on the street around Minneapolis where it's like, what? There's got to be a better way to get around town than just going from place to place and then just throwing your scooter on the ground and calling it a day.
They seem so fun at first.
They do. They go fast.
They do seem fun.
Yeah.
But you're right. When they're on the trails, when I'm walking or, you know, I don't bike, but when I'm walking, I see them. I do think they are encumbering the other users. They're like in the way of the bikes and they're in the way of the other, of the walkers sometimes.
Yeah.
Jor, no bikes? How are all the drunks supposed to get to work? I don't know. Is that people with the DUIs? Is that what they do? Then they bike? Jor, skateboard. Okay. Someone's getting rid of the skateboard. I mean, for exercise and at the skate park, it's fine. But as a means of transportation, it's a tough one. Someone said walking. We can't get rid of walking. We need walking. Jordana, there is nothing sexier than a biker chick. Get rid of the electric bikes. Okay. All right, that was just mine because I'm not a biker. I know people are in love with their bikes.
Actually, I will bounce back on that. Get rid of electric. What is the point of having an electric bike if you're not going to? It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I agree. When my husband bought one, I was mad at him for weeks. I agree. Get the exercise.
It's
we need
so
the exercise.
Pointless. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Eliminating tripping on LSD as a move of transportation. Taking that trip. Okay. You get it. Let's see. I bike to work for the last 5 years. We have showers. If you pack clothes neatly, they do not wrinkle. Wait a minute. So I'm supposed to bike to work and then shower there and get ready? So like shower and blow my hair out and do makeup and have my heels and my silk blouse. It's just not worth it for me, friends. That would be a long process. That would be a lot for me. Okay, I mean, if you're a dude and you're bald, maybe that's no problem. No problem. You know, you shower, you bring some deodorant, you have a little moisturizer or not, and you move on. Someone says, I would get rid of the light rail. I know, a lot of people don't like the light rail. I totally get it. mode of transportation. 651-461-9226. What would you get rid of? Yeah, I said bikes. I know people don't like to hear that, but someone is agreeing with you, Josh. Definitely get rid of the electric scooter, of the electric scooters, especially on the U of M campus and in downtown Minneapolis. They're laying all over the place. Riders don't wear helmets and they're zooming in and out of cars and traffic. Yes. Guys, way too much resources, this texter says, spent on bike lanes at a big cost to businesses and now a lack of parking. Also, bike commuting is not done by lower income people, thus not equitable transit spending. Very interesting point. Thank you for bringing that up. Guys, in the 80s, I worked with a guy who biked or to work, rain or shine, packed his suit in a small backpack, showered in the company workout room, and somehow looked wrinkle-free every day. God bless him. These people are some kind of a magician. When I have to come into the office, it takes, you know, a bit of effort. It takes time. Can't just do it. What transportation we're getting rid of? This texter says light rail. It's destructive to communities, costs billions to install, crime, etc. Just heard someone else not liking the light rail. Phew. Yeah, a lot of people don't like the light rail, and I get it. It's over budget. It's taking too long. All of those things are true. I just think now, you know, there's crime. There's vagrants on the light rail. I hear you. It has a lot of troubles. I think we have done a good job planning for the future with the light rail. You know, it's like when you plant a tree. It's not for you. It is a tree that is for the next generation to enjoy its fruits and its shade because it takes so long to grow. And I do believe that's what we've done with the light rail. But I understand that it wasn't very good return for the people that are currently living through the money spending and the traffic and the construction. Not a great return for those living through it right now. All right. Well, sort of a Dear Jordana question. I appreciate that. Let's change it up and actually do Dear Jordana. I've gotten a couple of emails. I've sent them over to Josh to read. If you have any burning questions other than what transportation we are now going to eliminate, because, you know, we can do that. 6514-619-226. Dear Jordana, up next. All right, friends.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bring it on, 651-461-9226. Burning questions, thoughts, comments. There we go. Josh, what do we got coming in?
All right, we do have Dear Jordana. I've been on two great dates with someone, but I have major texting anxiety. Last night I triple texted them three bubbles in a row before they had a chance to reply. Does triple texting instantly make me look desperate, or are we finally past those ridiculous 2010s dating rules?
Texting anxiety? Is that a thing?
It could be.
I mean, I guess it is. Yeah, we're kind of, I mean, I think we're kind of past the rules. If you've been on some good, this person, Josh, this person has been on some decent dates with them, they said?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, been on some decent dates with them, but major texting anxiety. Three bubbles in a row. I mean, that is embarrassing. Own it. You know what? Own it. Transparency. We started talking about transparency. Mayor Fry, what do the texts say that are missing, if there are any? Young Republicans, the transparency in their text was something I wish I didn't see, but I'm glad I know. You just have to say, I'm not a good texter, or I'd prefer to talk on the phone. But keep in mind, that could also be a major thing. Like, I prefer text, and Mark likes to talk on the phone. I don't ever answer my phone, and that's a problem for him. I just don't ever pick it up. Like, if you know, I mean, or make a time to talk if you have something you want to talk about. So I prefer to text, and your mate, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, the person you've been on a couple dates with, might prefer text. So I'll tell you now, talking about communication styles early in the relationship is a good thing. I mean, three bubbles in a row, that's a little embarrassing. I think you need to address it. But transparency. You know, I'm awkward at texting. Here's how I prefer to communicate. That's it. Forget about those dating rules. Like, who said there are rules? There shouldn't be rules about dating. Stop that.
Being left unread sucks. I'll say that much.
Okay.
But hey,
there you go.
It's all good. Dear Jordana, my partner and I are finally moving in together, and we're both clean freaks. Except for one thing. They refuse to clean the sponge. They say putting it in the microwave is good enough. Is it okay to sneakily throw away the gross sponge every time and just pretend it disappeared? Or is that a fireable offense for a new cohabitant?
I think you guys should break up.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're already having sponge conflict, it's never going to work. If you think the sponge is not clean enough and they think it's acceptable, just think where they're going to be using that sponge. All over your dishes, all over your silverware, all over your countertops. And if you are constantly thinking they're spreading schmutz and germs all over my countertops, how are you going to be able to sleep at night? Do not move in with this person. Break up with him immediately.
Is that it?
I'm done, Josh. Kay. That's it. I'm done. Break up with them immediately.
We do have
you can't agree on the sponge.
We do have a talk back, Dear Jordana.
Oh, God, yeah. I love that.
This is from Alan in Roseville.
Okay.
Dear Jordana, this is Alan in Roseville. I've realized this week that one of my coworkers, who I haven't been with all week, I really miss. And sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but I realized this week, 4 days into this work week, that I think I can't function without her or him. What do I do? Is this my problem? Is this my coworker's problem? What does this mean moving forward? Will this coworker accept me back when we have to work together again? I've just got a lot of questions, and I know you're the right one to answer this question. Thank you so much. Again, Alan in Roseville. That's who I am. I'm Alan. I live in Roseville. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Alan, thank you for this concern, but I think that what you're articulating here, Alan, is revelatory. The fact that you can't function without this other person means clearly you are terrible at your job. And that other person whoever your coworker is, has probably been shining like a star without your input. And Alan in Roseville, I know this is a really hard truth, but I think maybe you should retire, Alan, because that person, I mean, their career is taking off without you. They have done some of the best shows, I mean, projects of their life while you have not been together, and you are struggling to keep your head above water. You, honestly, for the goodness of the employer, wherever you work, you need to retire, and you need to have that person be free of you holding them back and do their own show. I mean, projects. Yeah. Fully on that. So, Alan in Roseville, I wish you the best in your retirement, and thank you for your service at your current job, wherever you are. And have a great day in Roseville, Alan. We appreciate
it. Yeah, I think Alan's the one that gets the shout out in the liner when you ask him, where is Alan in Roseville? And he just says, I have no idea. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't know who Alan is. I have no idea who Alan is, but he clearly, you know, he's done, and he's selfish now if he stays there and holds his other coworker back, and just that's it. His time is done. Yeah, sad. Sorry, Alan. Sorry, Alan. I'll just break it to you gently.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? What else you got?
Dear Jordana, my sister just adopted a cat. And now she is planning a full formal gotcha day party with invitations and a dress code. I think it's sweet, but I really don't want to spend my Saturday celebrating a cat. How do I gracefully decline without making her feel bad?
It's not sweet. Tell her to stop it. Tell her to stop it. She's getting the cat. Stop it. You know, a dress code to welcome home a cat? I've had it up to here with these cat people. Okay, tell your sister, not only are you not coming to this ridiculous gotcha day, a gotcha day is for someone you adopt, like a human. It's not a cat. Again, with the cat people.
It is actually a pet thing. I will chime in on that. A lot of people I know celebrate gotcha days for their dogs.
Stop
it. Or cats.
That's what I have to say to the gotcha day for the pet. I need you to stop it. Okay, but invitations and a dress code, this person is way over the edge. And if you're, it's a sister, is it a relative that is asking me this question? It's a sister.
My sister, yes.
Yeah, you need to pull your sister back from the abyss of becoming that cat lady that now lives with 37 cats, some of which are no longer living in her home because they're deceased and the mice are feeding on them. And when she passes away, the 36 leftover cats will be eating her eyes out. Stop your sister now. This gotcha day for cats has gone too far. No invitations, no dress code. You should boycott. And cat people, two words. Stop it. What else you got, Josh?
It's got dark.
What else you got?
Dear Jordana,
I'm on fire.
Bring him. Yeah, you're shining through. Mm-hmm. I've been dating a guy for 3 months. I love him, but he insists on paying for everything. Every single time I offer to split it, but he says it's, quote, chivalry, and he won't hear it. I want to contribute and feel equal. How do I gently force my boyfriend to let me buy him dinner without hurting his gentleman ego?
Oof. You immediately marry this man. Stop with this. How do I be equal? Dude wants to pay. Let him pay. And man, if you have a woman that always wants to pay, let her pay. This isn't about male or female. And stop with the ego. You have a generous person who wants to buy you dinner. Let him pay. You know, sorry, women's equal rights or men's equal rights or whatever. Somebody's being generous. Have you ever come across a person who hasn't let you pay for anything in your life, always treats you to dinner? No, you haven't, because people aren't generous. People are selfish and they're greedy. You marry this person immediately. What else you got?
We'll do another one here. Dear Jordana, my best friend and I watch a specific TV show together every week. She knows I hate spoilers, but she keeps accidentally watching the next episode without me. Hate that. She apologizes every time, but then she does it again. How do I get her to respect our viewing commitment without resorting to changing the Netflix password?
That's exactly what you do. I was going to say that. You change the Netflix password. How disrespectful. How can you even call her a friend? That is pure betrayal. Absolutely not. No, that's stop tough. It. You need to find a different partner to watch a show with, or watch the show on your own time. Or when you watch it together, you change the Netflix password and you don't give it to her, especially if it's your account, until she can wait for you to watch the next one together. Despicable behavior. Again, stop it.
And there you go. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Oh, that's all. Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. Let's go over to the, I thought there were more. Let's go over to the text line. Here we go. I see some on the text line. Okay. Jor, after asking my family and extended family to text me with devastating news, it happened again. Wait, I don't understand this text. To text me with devastating news, it happened again last night. They could have asked me to please call them or ask my husband to tell me. Oh, okay. Apparently, the mother-in-law passed away. And she said my husband's sister texted him to tell him that his mother had died. Oh, friend, that is devastating news. May her memory be a blessing. And that is terrible. You don't tell your brother your mother has passed away in a text.
No.
Unbelievable. Maybe
texting that kind of stuff is the worst, because Sarah is the victim of that. My wife, she gets texts all the time when family, hey, so-and-so's in the hospital. Okay, that could have been a phone call instead of a text. Happens all the time. Yeah.
Are you kidding? Really? This is what we've devolved to?
Apparently.
People texting that somebody died? This is absolutely awful. Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to deal with that, except to say to you, I am so sorry, first of all, that the poor woman has passed away, and second of all, that you have such terrible relatives that they're texting you bad news. Josh,
we have one more if you want to.
Hold on. We are a terrible species. Yeah. We are a terrible species, and texting to say that your mother has died is a terrible thing to do. I will resort to stop it. Go ahead. What do you got
for me? Dear Jordana, my wife says it's rude to take the last slice of pizza, but I say someone has to eat it. Am I being rude or a realist?
I don't get this. This is a Minnesota thing.
It must be.
That people don't take the last piece.
It's the no, you take it fight that happens frequently.
If you're hungry, eat the damn pizza. If you're hungry, eat the pizza.
Easier said than done, Jor.
And you know, when people do that to me, I'm like, okay, I do. Or what I'll do is, okay, then I'm going to wrap it up or take it home, you know, or I'm going to wrap it up and put it away. And then immediately when you do that, they're like, oh, well, if you're just going to put it away, or if you're just going to throw it out, or if you're just going to put it away, then I'll eat it. Okay, then eat it. But I don't want to play this game with you about, no. I really don't want it. I really don't. Okay, you don't want it. It's going in the trash. Or it's going in, you know, I do a lot of leftovers here. It's going in the leftovers. I don't want to hear this. Someone said, not a Minnesota thing. Okay, maybe it's not a Minnesota thing. But in New Jersey, if you want the last slice, you're taking the last slice before somebody else does. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. I know it was a little harsh today. I think the cat people are really, really mad at me.
Good job.
There might be a protest outside later. It's 11:47. That's a Linda's Construction Time Check. Somehow Alan from Roseville got my personal cell phone number, and I just want everybody to know that he's feeling much better. He's feeling much better. We talked. He's feeling much better. I stand by my advice, but he's going to get through it. He's going to be just fine. And I know we're done with your Jordana, but this came in as a late ad, and I feel like I need to address it because it's such a good one and I don't want to forget about it for next week, because with my memory, I'll forget about it in 5 minutes after the show is over. This texture says, Dear Jordana, my brother wants me to watch her kid, or my brother wants us to watch his kids this weekend so they can put their house on VRBO. Okay, this is interesting. So wait, your brother is asking you to babysit for his little rugrats so he can put his house on VRBO and make money. Okay. You are only allowed to do this if you are getting paid to watch his children or half of what they're making on the VRBO. And also, if his children aren't total bleep holes. You know, if you can tolerate the kids, which I understand if you can't. I mean, toddlers are tyrants, little jerks. Depends on how old they are. If you can tolerate the kids and you're getting paid, you don't have to watch somebody's kids so they can go make money and you don't have to be compensated. That's the deal. It's okay if you watch the kids, but this is a business arrangement because he is making money off of you watching his kids. So I don't begrudge him asking, but if the it was, I'm going to, you know, rent out my house, VRBO my house, I'm going to make this much money, I'll give you this much if you watch my rotten kids. So that's the only way that I see this working out. Good question, because, you know, you want to help out. But no, it's watching somebody's kids is for the whole weekend. That's a big investment. And if they're making money off of it, you should absolutely be getting paid at least to babysit for the kid what they would normally pay a babysitter or a nanny. So I hope that is cleared up from now on.
How would Jordana and do some, babysitting right now?
Oh, you know, it's funny because my grandbabies do come over. Mark and I have two grandbabies that live in Plymouth, and they are delicious. They're quite delicious. But, you know, like my own toddlers were, they get loud. And they get annoying after a while, and it's time to go home to your parents. You know, being the mom of toddlers, as you guys know, that was the hardest time of my life. I thought, my kids are so much more fun, and I'm a much better mother of teenagers and older kids than I ever was when they were sticky and germ-filled and gross. So you guys know how I feel about toddlers. Okay, I won't get off on too much of a tangent there, but I really thought that that was a good Dear Jordana segment. And I'll just leave you with this one. Dear Jordana, I have a bit of a crush on Susie Jones. Is she still available? I probably should mention I also have a crush on Ben Lieber.
Yeah, Ben Lieber.
Okay, who's Ben?
So Ben Lieber is a former Minnesota Viking. He's very well-known name in this market. He's on Twin Cities Live. With Elizabeth Reese.
Oh, cute.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, good looking guy. Probably best looking guy in this market, let's be honest. Besides Alan and Roseville.
Besides Alan and Roseville, yeah, of course. Very handsome, sure. Alan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a good comparable opposite of Susie Jones as far as male to female. So.
Okay, so I would say, I don't think this poses a problem. I think, my dear texter, that whoever returns your affections is the one you go with. I mean, if you get a chance to ask Susie out, ask her out. She is on the market. I don't know if Ben Lieber is married or single. I never heard of this person, so I don't know anything about him. Is he married?
Yeah, he's married, Josh? Has kids. Yep. Yep.
Oh, well, there you go. So then he's off the market. He's off the market. You having a crush on him is a problem.
But he is a good-looking guy. Let me be clear about that. Okay. He's very good-looking.
So it's okay. He's on TV. He's handsome. You know, you get it. You can ogle him from the TV screen. But Susie
Always
Jones,
do.
You know, that she... you get some real potential there because Susie is on the market and she is dating. So there you go.
But it's catch her while
it's
she's
no longer
on vacation.
A problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is she on vacation this week?
Yes, she is.
Someone said, I'm surprised anyone lets you come close to their kids since you think they're delicious and want to eat them up. I do want to eat them up for a little bit. But then when they start crabbing and, you know, get sticky, then I send them home. Thank you for a fun Dear Jordana, Alan. I hope you're feeling much better. And I hope you take my advice to heart. It was a fun day. Shaletta is in for Chad Hartman, who is also off today. And I will see you tomorrow with a special guest host in the 10 and 11 o'clock hour. Jonah Kaplan from CCO TV is going to be joining me to round out the week. Have a great day, everyone. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.